We've called out five catalyst projects that we want to deliver in the lifetime of the plan, and that is Fort Dunree, Malin Head, the Northwest Greenway. We want to create creative hubs. There's a wealth of creative industry up there in Inishowen, and we want to create an Inishowen Blue Way around the peninsula. We know that Malin Head has been getting a wealth of visitor numbers. Like the numbers this year were around 92,000. At its peak back in 2019, they were up at 180,000. But our research was showing us that they were only staying 26 minutes in the area and they were turning around and leaving. So our job of work is really, in this plan, is to ensure we get people to come to Inishowen, stay longer, spend more, and create new jobs in the area. If we look, for instance, the money that's going to be invested in Fort Dunree, that 12.5 million, that will create 550 additional jobs in the area and 12 additional jobs in the attraction alone. So it's really important we develop these iconic attractions just to move that traffic north of Galway on the Wild Atlantic Way.
We also got confirmation from the Taoiseach's office this week that under the Shared Island Initiative, the Causeway Coast in Northern Ireland will join with the Wild Atlantic Way, and obviously Inishowen particularly well placed to benefit from that.
7.5 million, and that the vision of that is to connect the Causeway Coast and the Wild Atlantic Way in such a way that it motivates the visitor to come and stay longer. That money is going to look at developing discovery point development, destination development, looking at that online booking experience. We have a wealth of small, medium enterprises who do not have that book online visibility, and that's something that we really want to work with. And we'll be looking at the development of cross-border promotional content. The overseas international visitor does not see a border. So we have a great opportunity to make this project work.